Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, TNA Hall of Famer, and the greatest tag team wrestler of all time, Bully Ray, and I talk all about the Ring of Honor pay-per-view from last night. That's right, best in the world. We talk about it. A lot of title changes and some great matches. We talk about it now on the Busted Open Podcast. And we look ahead to NXT. Johnny Gargano and Karrion Kross for the NXT Championship. And Johnny Wrestling himself is our guest right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Bully, that's where I want to start, is Ring of Honor, best in the world. We had Brody King on our show last week. What a great spot. What a great pay-per-view. And I actually texted you, Bully, at the end of that show. And when we talk about the best pay-per-views of the year, I'm probably not going to say best in the world, judging from what we saw at Double or Nothing with crowds being back and just the feeling of being in attendance in Jacksonville for Double or Nothing, the first pay-per-view that I've attended, you know, with crowds back. But man, wrestle-wise and what happens in the ring, man, it's hard to beat what took place last night on Fight TV, Best in the World, Ring of Honor. Top to bottom, a great show and some great standout performances. And Bully, Ring of Honor has to do a lot to get back to where they were just over 2 years ago. That's a step in the right direction, what I saw last night at Best in the World.
You told me that the action that you were watching last night was some of the best that you saw, and I would agree with you despite the fact that I did not see the show. I know the level of action the talent in Ring of Honor bring to that ring. I know the work ethic. I know the type of show that they're giving. I mean, listen, NXT became NXT because of Ring of Honor. AEW became AEW because things that were working are going on in Ring of Honor. There's a lot of different, you can see Ring of Honor's influence throughout the wrestling world. So when it comes to the actual wrestling, you're going to see some of the best, without a doubt. I spent 3 years there, and I got to see these guys go out there, and everybody wanted to steal the show every single night. And it was a pleasure to sit back and watch the Jay Lethals of the world, or the Briscoes of the world, or the Flip Gordons of the world, and Bandido, the new Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep, congratulations.
Absolutely. Bandido, great guy. Ultra respectful, very fun to be in a ring with, and you wouldn't believe it, Dave, pound for pound, might be one of the strongest guys in wrestling right now. I've seen Bandido do things like manhandle Shane Taylor, and that's a big task. So congratulations to Bandido. I'm not shocked that Ring of Honor had such a great pay-per-view, such a great show, but I have to go back to this, Dave, and you've heard me say this before, and this is just being honest, fair, and realistic. If there's nobody around and a tree falls in the woods, does it make any noise? Right? You were tweeting like crazy about Ring of Honor last night. You and about 10 others. So as great of a pay-per-view as it is, as it was. People got to get their eyes on it. Ring of Honor has to find a way to make their show must see. And from what I know about the company being there firsthand is they don't exactly go out of their way to make any of their stuff must see. The most must see time in Ring of Honor was when Cody and the Bucks were there. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes.
They have to find a way to bottle that energy that was there when Cody and the Bucks were there and make it their own. Unless you do that, Ring of Honor will stay in the same place that it has always stayed. We've talked about it many times, Dave. It would have been nice if Ring of Honor would have picked up the phone and called us during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, I mean, I want to use our platform to promote this great product because I really do think it's a great, great product. And I'm just going to read a text message that I got from Jonathan Hood, who's the morning host on ESPN Radio in Chicago. And Jonathan Hood texted me this during the pay-per-view. He said, imagine if Ring of Honor had solid TV like AEW. They would be an incredible option for pro wrestling fans. This has been a very good pay-per-view. I couldn't agree with Jonathan Hood more, and it's so true. If they had TV, man, I'm not even like AEW. Even right now with Impact Wrestling, this past week has a new structure for their TV. They're available on Access. They're available on Twitch. They're now going to be available on YouTube as well, where you're going to be able to watch their weekly show. That's really going to help Impact Wrestling in the future. Ring of Honor is going to have to do something along those lines to get more viewers on their product. But I will do this, Bully, and this has kind of been our mantra the entire time that you and I have been on the air together. I will continue to promote what I think is great pro wrestling. And Ring of Honor, especially judging from what I saw right now, is great. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to do the best I can to give them shout-outs. You know, three big championships changed hands for Ring of Honor last night. You know, Dragon Lee's their new TV champion. We have new tag team champions in Chris Dickinson and Homicide. And like you said, Bandido is the new Ring of Honor champion. Top to bottom, great. And somebody that you have been touting on this show for a long, long time. One of the best matches that I saw this year so far is what I saw last night between Mike Bennett and Jonathan Gresham. I mean, for the Pure Championship, amazing match between those two. And it's almost a shame. Not a lot of people know Gresham, but they should, especially judging the match that he had with Bennett last night.
You're only going to become so well known these days if you're working within Ring of Honor. And that's just a harsh truth. It is what it is. I think Gresham does as good of a job as just about anybody else over there with his social media, like Shane Taylor does, getting his character out there, talking about the Pure Wrestling. He's very into that style of wrestling. When they were having the Pure Championship, I did catch Ring of Honor on TV every once in a while when I was up at 2 in the morning and it came on some random channel on cable. That's another problem there. And they always put on good matches. He always put on good matches. You know, Tracy Hot Sauce Williams, Mike Bennett had a good match with him last night, as you were saying. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how else to say it, how else to put it. I'm not going to try to get all technical. These guys are really freaking good at what they do. But if you're that good and nobody sees it, what's the point? Like, they have their Honor Club membership. So they're playing to their Honor Club members, okay? Like, this should have been some kind of breakout event. There should have been a mass amount of push within the wrestling world. Other than, you know, Mike Johnson did an interview with somebody, and then this guy, and then these couple of people were on Ring of Honor, were on Busted Open, and yada, yada. Unfortunately, I don't think Sinclair cares about Ring of Honor the same way Ring of Honor cares about Ring of Honor or anybody else does. Ring of Honor is a much different wrestling company. It's a company that is owned by Sinclair Broadcasting. Sinclair Broadcasting also owns a lot of other stuff. So Ring of Honor just kind of gets in line and waits for their turn.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Bully. And obviously I love Ring of Honor. And we're open up the phones for anybody who watched that pay-per-view and wants to talk about it. 877-344-4893, 877-FIGHT93. But you just said something that triggered something else that I want to talk about. And I was going to bring it up later, but I might as well bring it up now because it kind of goes along with what you just said as far as like, hey, to Sinclair, Ring of Honor is just another one of their products that are on their shelf that they present in their TV platform.
Hey, everybody, this is Jimmy Smith, MMA expert extraordinaire, the voice of WWE's Monday Night Raw, and the host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. You're in your car, you're at home, you got a lot of time you need to kill, you want a podcast, but you need to hit certain things. You want someone who can break down the crazy world of MMA that I have been in for two decades. You want someone to bring in the biggest interviews inside MMA and outside as well. Got that covered too. You want somebody who can take on all of the pop culture, all the crazy news, everything going on in our insane world outside of sports? Well, guess what? I got your back. Nothing is off limits on Unlocking the Cage. So, subscribe today to Unlocking the Cage on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts to hear a new episode every weekday. Unlocking the Cage is also available on the SXM app, which is free for most subscribers. Just download it today and tap podcasts. Get started now.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. So, Bully, why don't we go to a call? Let's go out to Big Dave in Nashville, who wants to talk about the Ring of Honor pay-per-view. What's going on, Big Dave?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. All I got to say about what happened with Ring of Honor's pay-per-view, Mike Bennett, Jonathan Grisham, that was probably the best pure wrestling match I have ever seen in my almost 40 years watching the business. But my biggest question, and I know that you brought this on earlier, is what in the world is going on with this Honor Club? I pay for this Honor Club every month ever since they started. And when they did the hour one show, the pre-show, smooth as glass. But as soon as they got to the main show, bam, nothing. It took me over almost an hour to get back on. I had to use my computer to get back onto the pay-per-view, missed the first two matches, and I was not very pleased about it. And I know you were saying earlier, what is going on with Sinclair not doing enough for Ring of Honor? It's the same with Peacock not doing nothing for WWE Network. And I feel I'm getting cheated for paying up all this money. And I just don't feel I'm going to ever be satisfied unless I'm going to have to start buying all these things, all these pay-per-views to fight TV again. Well, what's your take on it?
And that's the thing. And first of all, you're right about Gresham and Bennett. Amazing match. And it may be, you know, one of the matches of the year. And Big Dave, thanks for the phone call. And what Big Dave is referring to is, you know, Honor Club members were able to see the pay-per-view, and there was a problem with Honor Club last night. And I know that Ring of Honor tweeted out during the pay-per-view, and people that were having issues of Honor Club could order it on Fight TV, and they would refund the money to the customers that did that, which I think is very great for Ring of Honor. But again, it is a problem when you're having a major pay-per-view. I yell to the top of the mountains about Fight TV. I never have any issues at all with Fight TV. All these big pay-per-views outside of AEW and WWE are on Fight TV. GCW, we've been talking a lot about what's going to happen with Nick Gage and Matt Cardona. That's going to be on Fight TV. So that's where I usually go to watch these pay-per-views. There was no issues there. But, yeah, Bully, there were problems with Honor Club last night for Best in the World.
Unfortunately, it's directly on Ring of Honor. As I've told you many times, I wish Sinclair supported Ring of Honor more than it does. It's horrible that the boys should have to deal with this. We're touting the match between Gresham and Mike Bennett this morning. What if those Honor Club issues would have happened during that match? That would have really sucked, because Dave, it sounds like you thought it was the best match of the night. It sounds
without doubt. Yeah.
There you go. What if that problem happened then? It's just not fair. And as far as what Dave, the caller, did, what can he do? You have to call and complain. And do you call the local 800 number? Do you get on your social media and tweet at Ring of Honor? You know, what can you really do? I mean, yeah, they tried to put a giant Band-Aid on the problem by saying, hey, if you order it on pay-per-view or wherever, you know, we'll refund you the money. I guess it's the only thing they could have done. These are issues, big issues.
Yeah, and Bully, and this is part of the problem, and you mentioned this, and this is where I got to give you a lot of credit, because you said this from day one. When they made the deal with Peacock, and it was a $1 billion deal, how do you say no to a $1 billion deal like the WWE? But you're now a part of Peacock, has your service. This is not a priority. WWE is not a priority to Peacock. It's just one of the many things that are on there. You know, Sinclair, it's just one of the many products for Sinclair. When it was just the WWE Network, then it's the WWE is their priority. You wouldn't have had these issues with Lex Luger or the Untold Nexus or Stone Cold Steve Austin and that. Those things would not have been an issue a year ago on the WWE Network, but now it's an issue on Peacock. And do you think Peacock is sweating this morning?
Nope.
No. No, and you would be crazy to think so. Do you think Sinclair is sweating this morning? The answer to that is no.
Nope. You know when Peacock will start to sweat? When they start to see numbers dwindling. And you know how many people it's going to take for that to happen? So right now, It just the sporadic amount of people that complain, they just look at that as collateral damage. Whatever, no big deal. Take care of the situation or it'll work itself out. That's just the way it is. Peacock is entirely too big of a streaming service. Sinclair, entirely too big of a broadcasting company. That are they going to truly worry about a couple of people complaining about the network or a couple of people complaining about Honor Club? No. When it effectually affects their bottom line, which I don't think enough people will call and complain about for it to affect the bottom line, that's when they'll start to worry. Otherwise, you can scream at the top of your lungs. Nobody's going to hear you. You're in the middle of the Sahara screaming, and hundreds of miles in each direction, ain't nothing going to happen. And you're going to burn out and die before anybody pays attention to you.
This is Lindsay Rhodes, and I'm so excited for my podcast, The NFL Roadshow, to be joining the SiriusXM sports family. We'll be talking about the most compelling topics and to some of the most interesting people in and around the NFL, taking a look at things through my somewhat nerdy football lens. I like to push past the low-hanging fruit to get to the real stories that are going to make you feel like a smarter football fan. So please join me every Wednesday for The NFL Roadshow, available on the SXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. Eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. It's the best thing when I'm looking out for my nutrition and my dietary needs. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Our guest who joins us now, Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano. Johnny, how are you this morning?
I'm great. Thank you for the intro. You killed it. Dude,
thank you for joining us. And Bully and explain. All we do is say how great NXT is on a weekly basis. And obviously, Johnny, you're one of the reasons why. And Karrion Kross holding on to that championship, maybe that will change come tomorrow night.
I mean, that's the goal, right? I mean, yeah. You get in this title match and you get in a match against Karrion Kross, who is basically the big bad. He's the big boss at the end of the video game. And who better to go up against the big boss at the end of the video game than Johnny Wrestling himself, right?
Johnny, is this a need to win match for you?
I think so. And that says a lot. I think I need to win this for a lot of different reasons. Karrion Kross with the NXT championship, for me, in a lot of people's minds, you're the NXT champion. You are the best of the brand. You are the top dog. And I do not want to live in a world where people think Karrion Kross is better than Johnny Gargano, because I know he is not better than Johnny Gargano. There are not a lot of guys better than Johnny Gargano. And tomorrow night, I prove that.
Johnny, one of the things that me and Dave talk about a lot on the show is the talent's relationship with creative, and the things that we see come together on any given show, on any given day of the week. We both love NXT so much. I think it is the best pro wrestling show on the planet right now and on television. I'm not calling it sports entertainment. I'm calling it pro wrestling. What do you think sets your locker room and the talent, the men and the women, apart from the rest of the talent out there in other respective companies?
So I've said for years that I firmly believe in our locker room. Like, especially like you look at the 2018, 2019 era of NXT, I would put our locker room up against any locker room in the world. And I think what separates, especially for the show perspective, is just the creative freedom, right? Especially for a guy like me, a guy like Adam Cole, guys like that who have earned the trust that they're going to go to us and they're going to say like, okay, how can we make this better? Do you have any ideas you can go for? A lot of the stuff you're seeing with The Way on TV right now, like as horrifying as it is to say, it's kind of from my brain. The Johnny Gargano you're seeing on TV right now is as close to the real Johnny Gargano as you're going to get. And it's funny because when you look at me, you see the relatable underdog, Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling, like you know that of me. But what you're seeing on TV right now is the most authentic. And I think that just comes from the freedom to be able to go out there and just do what I love and just give you me.
If a lot of The Way is coming from your brain right now, and it's the most authentic version of Johnny Gargano that we're seeing, is this your favorite time to be working then? Your favorite time to be wrestling? Are you getting into that ring with more passion and just, you know, fire than you ever have?
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite time period, especially from a character perspective. Just because, like, I almost feel like at this point I can do almost anything and I can try to make it work. And that was kind of a challenge for me. And I challenged myself as I'm like, okay, everyone knows and they love Johnny Gargano, the babyface. What can I do to completely turn this thing around and give you a completely different side of me? Because I think wrestling's all about evolution. It's all about changing. It's all about giving people different things, keeping the audience excited. And for me, like, I kind of took it as a challenge. Like, okay, what can I get over? Okay, you give me a TV, I'm going to get this TV over. You give me a headband, I'm going to get this headband over. I'm going to get over whatever I need to get over. Because that was fun for me. So, like, yes, like, right now is the most creatively, I'm very creatively fulfilled right now.
You know, Johnny, Bully just said, as far as, like, a pro wrestling product, nobody does it better than NXT. But even if you go on the other side with the sports entertainment, with the vignettes, with the production, with the storytelling, I think you guys are killing it there as well. I mean, do you feel that same way that you really right now NXT is firing on all cylinders?
I definitely think so. And you brought up kind of the whole people might say like, oh, it's just pro wrestling. Where's the sports entertainment? Where's the entertainment value? Like I took that upon myself. You know, I kind of saw the show and I was like, okay, like there's a lot of great matches. Everyone's a great wrestler. What can I do to give a different element to this show? And you get The Way and you get the kind of the sitcom-y sort of fun vibe there. You get the Gargano Christmas special. You get all the skits with the sending Austin to therapy and the things like all the stuff with Dexter. And I think like that, again, like I said, like I took it upon myself as a challenge because people always saw me and guys like me, smaller guys, they always get the, oh man, he's a great wrestler, but what's his character? Like, I don't really know what his character is. I don't get his character. I'm like, okay, you want to know what my character is? I'm going to give you every character in the freaking world. Like, here it is. So I think like that's what's fun for me. Like, you know me, like I'm a kid from Cleveland, Ohio. So I got a chip on my shoulder always. So I'm always looking to kind of go at the people that keep moving the goalposts for me.
I love the fact that you just took accountability and you said, what can I do to get more people to view me? And which in turn will be what can I do to get more people to view the entire product, NXT as a whole. What do you think NXT can do right now to get more people watching their product, period?
Man, so I think
because it seems like you guys have done everything.
Yes. And like we have, and we've gone after different niche crowds. We've gone after we brought back Great American Bash, we brought Halloween Havoc, and Halloween Havoc did immensely well. It did great. And I think it just comes down to being able to tell long-term stories. And like, I've always been a big fan of, like, everyone knows me, I love Marvel movies, I love things like that. I love being able to reward the viewer for watching, right? And you don't ever want to feel like you're wasting your time. You don't want to tune in 1 week and then tune in the next week and be like, wait, what's happening? You want to see a thread. You want to see a long-term story. And I think that's when NXT is at its best, is when we're capable of telling these long-term stories. Stories like me and Tommaso. Get stories like Kyle and Adam. I think, like, you're able to tell these stories, and I think that's when you hook the audience. That's when you start building your viewership, is when from week to week you are rewarding these viewers for tuning in.
Well, let's get into what's going to take place tomorrow night. NXT on USA, 8 p.m. Eastern time. You and Karrion Kross. Like you said, Karrion Kross, big man. He's been phenomenal since joining NXT. And I think the X factor is Samoa Joe as the referee. So, you know, talk a little bit about this matchup tomorrow night.
So it's me and Karrion Kross, NXT Championship. Samoa Joe is the guest referee. Like, I think that itself, like, whenever I feel like whenever Samoa Joe is on TV, I think it's must-see television. I think he's got this presence about him, especially in his current role. I think it just gives such a new dynamic to the show, where he's able to go around and stop these fights and stop chaos and be this big enforcer that everyone's scared of. And especially for me, my character, where I kind of think Samoa Joe is my best friend. So, like, for me, like, I think that going into this match, I'm like, yeah, my big buddy Samoa Joe, which I pitched. Look, I pitched a buddy cop movie between me and Samoa Joe, which I think would be amazing. So that's on the horn. That's on the horn. Yeah, man, with this match, I think you got me and Karrion Kross. You got Johnny Wrestling versus the Big Bad NXT Championship on the line. Samoa Joe as the guest referee. I think you have to tune in to find out what's going to happen, because it's going to be wild.
Johnny, you mentioned the Coles, the O'Reillys, the Ciampas, the Garganos, and all of the main eventers in NXT who, in my opinion, you guys have all rubbed each other to the top. You can only do so much for one another before there's nothing left to do. Would you like to see NXT possibly bring in some talent from the outside, maybe some veteran talent from the outside to work to help you guys work to the next level? Or maybe talent, here's a perfect one, like a Cesaro, who may not be doing as much as he possibly can be doing on the main roster and coming back to NXT, you know, where you can all benefit from a talent like that.
Yeah, I think I would absolutely love that. I think NXT works best, and this is obviously my opinion, I think NXT is a third brand. I think you should be able to send guys from NXT to Raw and SmackDown. You should also be able to send guys from Raw and SmackDown to NXT. You saw it with Finn Balor. I think you brought up a guy like Cesaro. Trust me, we would love to have Cesaro. I think the dream matches you can get with Cesaro and NXT is just, man, I can't even. Hey, they're amazing. Cesaro is one of them. Like, obviously, there's a lot of guys I would like to work with as well that I haven't had a chance to yet. Guys like AJ Styles, guys like Seth Rollins, and Daniel Bryan was another guy on my list. Those three were always the ones I get when I'm asked who I would like to be in the ring with. So I think, like, I would love if we start sending some guys over to NXT. Because, like, who knows? Like, I think Johnny Gargano versus Cesaro on a takeover would be pretty wild.
You know, you mentioned about the stories, and I love the common thread, tuning into the next week, because you know this story is going to continue. You need good players in order to tell stories, but you also need good narrators. Talk about how great this commentating team is for NXT. Vic Joseph, Beth Phoenix, Wade Barrett have been doing a phenomenal job. How important are they in the storytelling for NXT?
So important, man. So important. And for me, like, what I would always do, especially during my takeover run, I would always get with, during that time period, it was Mauro. I would always get with Mauro, and we would sit down together and we would basically tell this story. And I'd say that, okay, here's the story we're trying to get across in this match. So Mauro was absolutely great at that. And now I cannot say enough great things. I'm biased because he's a Cleveland guy. He was in my wedding, actually. He was a groomsman in my wedding. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but Vic Joseph is one of my best friends in the world. So to have him be able to be along with this journey with me, to be on this ride with me, where he's able to call my matches now and hopefully call me winning the NXT championship tomorrow. Like, that's a dream come true for both of us. Two kids from Cleveland, Ohio, who get together, watch Browns games all the time, being able to be successful in WWE. That was always our dream. But like outside of Vic Joseph, Beth Phoenix, Wade Barrett, absolutely phenomenal. So good at what they do. And they make us all sound so good. And like you said, stories are not able to be told without great narrators. And we have some of the best in the world.
Speaking of the best in the world, Johnny, you also have the best in the world when it comes to backstage producers, some of the best minds in the wrestling industry, obviously with Hunter and Sean there. When you need help, when you're stuck, when you need to pick a brain, who's your go-to guy in the back?
So my go-to guy is Shawn Michaels. And that's wild to say now. Basically, for my money, Shawn Michaels is the best to ever do it. And to have the best to ever do it in my back pocket, to where if I'm like, I got to come up with something here, to be able to send him a text or just go up to him like, hey, Sean, what do you think about this? To be able to bounce ideas off him. Like, obviously, it is a dream come true for someone like me who looked up to that man his whole career, basically his whole life. So Sean is my go-to guy. Obviously, Hunter is one of my go-to guys as well. And that speaks to what NXT is, though, to be able to just go up to Hunter, like the boss, the guy who makes the decision at the end of the day, and say, like, okay, what are we thinking here? Like, that is what makes the product so good, is there's no weird middlemen. There's no weird in between where you're like, I'm going to try to do my best, but I don't really know what they want. I'm going to go up to the guy. I'm going to go up to Triple H. I'm going to text him. I'm going to be like, hey, what do you want out of this? And we're going to get the right role there. Sean, Hunter, Matt Bloom, Steve Corino, all of those guys. Like I said, we have some of the best minds in the world in NXT in that building in the Performance Center. And I think if you're a young guy, man, like, just, I know it's intimidating at first, because it was intimidating for me, especially like to just go up to Shawn Michaels and be like, hey, what do you think about this? But to have those minds in that building, take advantage of it. You got to take advantage of it.
Want to talk about your women's division for a second, which I think is off the charts and probably the best women's division out there. I'm so impressed every single week. And one of the names that has really impressed me for the past couple months is Zoe Stark. Yeah. Can you please speak to Zoe for a second? And do you see big, big things for her in the future?
First time I saw Zoe Stark, I believe she was just practicing like a 450 in the ring. And like, her athleticism is absolutely off the charts. Unbelievable. Like, I can't believe she's capable of doing some of the things she's capable of doing. Absolute freak of nature. Amazing to see. And I think she has such a bright future. Like, you talk about Zoe, but there's so many great women. Obviously, people know that I have a bias towards Candace, obviously. But Candace, Indy, Io Shirai. Like, Io Shirai, for my money, male or female, one of the best wrestlers in the world, period. Io Shirai is amazing. Like, so good. The list goes on and on and on. Like, obviously, we just lost, like, Tegan Nox, Shotzi, Toni Storm, like, all the three names that are going away now. But also, like, they were on the NXT Women's Division. Like, I think, like, you said it yourself, I think the great thing about NXT's women's division is the depth in the bench we have. Like I said, losing a Toni Storm, losing a Tegan Nox, losing a Shotzi could kill any women's division. But the fact we have such a deep bench, the fact we have so many girls still waiting in reserve too, that are just waiting for their moment, waiting for a chance to break out. I think NXT's women's division is just going to be set up for years and years to come. And they're going to set up WWE for years and years to come.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.